Seamus, are you with me?
I'm with you, John. How are you?
Please, can you save me? Can you come in here and just save the show?
I got you. No problem. What do you need?
I need your report. You're the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. What do you got for us?
Well, good morning. Yeah, we're still doing some storm recap from the other day. We did hear, we got a count of how many trees went down citywide, which was more than 7,000. But we also lost, and I'm sad to say this, we also lost a big chunk of the old Pilgrim Baptist Church in Bronzeville. For your listeners and your fans probably remember that the church practically burned to the ground about 15 years ago. This is at 33rd in Indiana.
Right.
But they were able to save the historic limestone walls of the building, and they've been propped up with scaffolding now for 15 years in hopes of someday getting enough money to go back and rebuild the church. And the dream is to make it into the a National Gospel Music Museum. The building is famed for many reasons. It's an Adler and Sullivan building from 1890, but it went on then to Thomas Dorsey opened the Pilgrim Baptist Church there and popularized gospel music right here in Chicago. Bronzeville was hopping. Everyone was coming there. It was a wonderful old building. Fell into a little bit of disrepair in the later on. It was landmarked to protect it, but then welders were cleaning up the roof or starting to do the rehab in 2006 that caught fire. It burned spectacularly. The photos of it were just heartbreaking. So they're still working on doing it, but yes, those winds, I'm not sure how high they were in Bronzeville, 70 miles an hour at least, and it knocked out the south wall. It was not one of the limestone walls, thankfully. It was one of the back walls, but we've got photos on our site at blockclubchicago.org, and it's really heartbreaking. There's just thousands of bricks lying there. They hope to use them for the rebuild down the road, but it's going to take some time. There's a lot of work to be done. It's a multi-million dollar project, but let's hope they get it done. The renderings for what it will look beautiful. It would have a big flat glass roof. They would preserve the U-shaped balcony. So we'll see. But right now, it's really a mess down there right now.
Everybody has to look for new ways of doing old things because of the situation that's around us. Let's talk about art fests, a neighborhood fest that will instead parade. They're going to take their art and walk parade through the streets. Has I got that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I know. This is, so many, just about every single art fest around town has had to been canceled. They're just,
right.
They're too crowded. You can't do it social distancing safely. Rogers Park, they've had some time to think about it. And this is the Glenwood Avenue Arts Fest. It's been going on for 19 years. Gets really big crowds in late August every year. About 15,000 people flock to it. So what they're doing this year is it's beginning Saturday and Sunday. They're going to do 4 2-hour parades. They're going to bring artists and trucks. One of them's going to have a huge video monitor on it where they're going to be projecting art. There's going to be bands. And they're going to wind through the streets of Rogers Park, nice and slow. People can look out their windows. They can sit on their stoops and just take it all in. It won't be the same, but it sure promises to be quite a sight just to see it. And, the folks that don't know this is coming, I'm looking forward to seeing their faces like, what the heck is coming down the street? It's loud and it's fun. And it's just, trying to bring a little bit of the old-time arts fest back to the streets. And now you don't have to go to the art fest. It'll come to you this weekend.
A lot of things that are being done because they have to adapt may stick around for a while. I think that's a great idea to take an art parade.
I love it, too. I live nearby, so I'll be interested to see what it does to traffic. Yeah. But it sounds like fun. Yeah. So the first one's going to be at noon on Saturday. And then they'll do a second version of it at 4 p.m. Saturday, and then they'll do it noon and 4 p.m. on Sunday as well.
Chance the Rapper, his charity has donated 45,000 masks to the Chicago parks for the kids and the staff.
Yeah, so the Park District was able to get a lot of their day camps up and running, sort of in a smaller form in the last month or so, and they've got some time left before school starts. There's going to be a 2-week extended camp that begins in 5 days, and so Chance's his charity Social Works, which does a lot of great work, particularly for Chicago Public Schools. They stepped up. They came to the Park District and said, "We want to help the Park District however it can." This will particularly help. They said to have some stockpiles on hand for the kids. If they need a replacement mask, or they lose theirs or gets dirty or whatever, they'll have plenty now in stock. 45,000 of them. Social Works just is another example of them stepping up to hometown hero, helping out in the hometown park district. So good for him.
Kids and masks, that's a whole topic right there. I mean, we're talking little kids and masks, and they're children. They're little kids. They don't treat things like adults do. I mean, if they don't think twice about, say a mask comes off or they get too close. So it's going to be an interesting situation to see not only how all of that unfolds in the park district thing, but if kids ever get back into school in Chicago, the city, where this is all going to happen and how you're going to be able to have responsibility for kids that are just kids. They just want to have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. And I'm sure they'll be pulling on it and,
Oh, you know it. Yeah. Blowing their nose in it. Come on, wiping stuff with it. Think about it.
I do remember Dr. Ezeke from the State Health Department had said, listen, kids do what they see their parents doing, what adults around them are doing. They model that behavior a lot. So the more that the kids see other people wearing the mask and not messing with it, not sneezing into it, not blowing their nose into it, the more likely they are to follow this and keep them on. So we'll see. But yeah, it's particularly back in the classrooms when some of the kids are going to be back in the classrooms, that's going to be tough. That's going to be long hours. This isn't just going to the store or going for a walk and putting it on. Right. It's going to be some sustained time. So, hopefully it's what's one of the main things that's going to get us through this. So good luck to everybody.
Hey, thank you so much for being with the Seamus, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Always nice to talk to you.
Yeah, John, it was great being on with you. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too.